It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
This time of year, the gear means more. The logo has a season of grit stitched in. The hat brims go low. The jerseys blaze with postseason pride. It's postseason season. This is what players and fans wear to win. Visit MLBShop.com for your favorite team gear and today's special offer. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
It's a Donnie Football Friday on the show, and it's the biggest hour of the Donnie Football Friday, the 1 p.m. hour, where we dive into the game itself, our scenarios, our predictions, and the news. Plus, we're going to have a little quiz show. History of the rivalry, history of this game, every week, no matter what the matchup is, and it doesn't get better than Steelers-Raiders. We're at Studio B in Monroeville. How about that news with Russell Wilson being the backup? I think this is the way most of us, that's the way it was looking, that Fields would still play, but that Russ is now the backup. And the upshot of this very quickly, Donnie, this is the biggest game of Justin Fields' life. And I wonder how this plays in to how this game comes off here. I hope that Justin isn't thinking, I've got to be spectacular to keep my job. And I hope this isn't the week that he tries to do way too much. You know what I mean?
Well, so I think that is what hampered him last week, Joe. I felt like at least in that first half, or especially in that first half, I would say he felt like he was pressing. I don't know if it came across that way to you guys. It felt like he was trying to play hero ball, which is what kind of caught up with him in Chicago when he had his struggles there. He has to take a different mindset to it this week of, you know, hey, I just got to pretty much, I know it's cliche, I got to take what the defense gives me here. Don't turn the football over, because I know that my coach in this case holds that in a very high regard. If I protect the football, he would rather me have no touchdowns and no picks than five touchdowns and five picks.
But they gave him that latitude in that game. So is he trying to play hero ball, Donnie, or is he just not that good on the intermediate to deep throws? I'm just saying that's a fair question.
Right. I mean, and that very well could be true. But I think he has to lighten the load on his shoulders this week, because if he thought the pressure was on last week, it's definitely on now. He just can't play that way if he's not going to do well under that pressure.
Yeah, I mean, it was, he's driving down the highway this season, and the little Russell Wilson car was, you know, eight trucks back on the right, couldn't even see it, and now it's right in his rearview mirror. The little Russell Wilson buggy is right in his rearview mirror, and in all likelihood, I'm going to say almost no matter what happens this week, I expect to see Russell Wilson the following game. The one thing that could stop that is if Fields is spectacular, they put up a bunch of points and win. I honestly think that Wilson will be the guy the next week, almost no matter what.
If we get a game that's like a 35-3 Steelers win out of nowhere and Fields has three or some combination of like all five touchdowns, then yeah, it's going to be hard to bench the guy. But it will reach a really interesting point in all of this, because rubber has now met the road when it comes to Russell Wilson's health. He has practiced in full all week. He's going to be active at the second quarterback. If we get a solid game out of Justin Fields, Steelers win the game, then you're left with, well, this guy got us to 4-2, and he's looked mostly how we've wanted him to look, because that's the other issue. The Steelers' style is not made for a quarterback to have numbers that are eye-popping.
Right. Although against Indy, and I know they fell behind in that game, but he wound up with about 370 total yards
and
three touchdowns. He was pretty spectacular, but I understand what you're saying. I really do, and maybe the scenario you just painted. They win. He plays a nice game. So he's not benched. They've never dropped Russell on the depth chart. Everybody's feeling good. Justin, you've done your job. You have a future here. And we're going to go back to Russell for the time being. Good job, buddy. Good job. You know what I mean? Everyone will feel okay.
And I do think that that's a conversation, especially if he does look good and they win, but they ultimately decide, hey, it's time to go back to Russell Wilson. They do have to have that conversation with Fields behind the scenes of like, hey, we do really like what we saw from you. You know, certainly things to work on. There always are. But when it comes to the future of this organization,
yeah,
you're only 25 years old, kid. Like, Russell Wilson, he's only got a couple of years left, maybe just this year. You are someone we are pinpointing as the future of this team.
Keep your head up. You did a great job, and you're still one play away here. Now, if he has a horrible game, then
the decision's easy. No,
yeah, but he's not feeling great about it. Then it looks like more of a, well, does it look like more of a blatant benching? We can try and couch this any way we want. The bottom line is, if he had an opportunity to seize this job and leave them with no decision, and unfortunately he didn't do that in Dallas. He's got another maybe shot at it here if he plays really great. We got to move, Donnie. Jaylen Warren looks like he's going to play. Is that what it sounded like to you?
He seems optimistic. That
I think that's huge for them. I agree with Hokie and a lot of other people that he fits this scheme more. Forget about the scheme, too. He hits the hole better. He does. I think he's better than Najee. I just do.
Oh, I mean, I thought that going into last season. It had me thinking that going into 2023, hey, the best running back on this roster is the guy that's backing up Najee Harris. It's the undrafted guy that, you know, he's going to have an uphill battle to climb because it's up against a former first-round running back, but he showed pretty quickly that he could hang. Now, you kind of hope that he is closer to 100% than he was even at the beginning of the season, because you could kind of tell he wasn't the same at the beginning here. But you hope that now he's kind of back to that point, because he can certainly add an element to the offense that's been missing.
Fan Twitter brought to you by South Hills Kia Peters Township. Visit them at southhillskia.net. The text line you can weigh in on, brought to you by Ed Snyder and Associates, personal injury law firm, where they always say there's never a fee unless we get money for you. And the fan hotline presented by Sullivan Super Service, Pittsburgh's trusted plumbing and HVAC provider for over 50 years. It's time for our weekly themed football quiz show. Donnie against me, man, head to head. Let's go, Limits. I love that music, Donnie.
Ah, yes. You gotta love the quiz show. Let's begin with the first question being
asked.
Isn't
he a lovable guy? Isn't he, Limits?
Oh, he is.
Right? Just the sound of his voice makes you feel better about the world.
So who goes first this week? You, because you won?
Of course.
Okay.
I'm ready, Donnie. I mean, Limits.
Joe, who is the Raiders' all-time leading rusher in franchise history, no matter if they're in Oakland, they're in L.A., they're in Vegas? Who is the all-time leading rusher?
I'm panicking. They're all-time leading Marcus Allen.
Ooh, Marcus Allen is incorrect.
That hurts. Donnie?
Bo Jackson?
No. Enough.
No. Joe,
all-time.
I actually might have stated the question wrong, and I apologize.
It seems like a fairly straightforward
what a
question.
Start.
Joe, we'll start again because I wrote rushing and I meant a different word.
Okay, passing?
Who is their all-time leading receiver, I should say?
Cliff Branch.
Cliff Branch is incorrect.
I hate you, and I'm sorry I said that.
Tim Brown?
Tim Brown is correct.
Yeah, nice.
Yeah, baby!
Nice.
We needed that one. That was a big game one winner on the road.
On the road. Wow. That's a game one win on the road. That is gigantic. All right, Limits, question number two. We have to move along quickly.
We started off on a blaze of fire, so why don't we... Why don't we begin with a stat about fumbles, Donnie? Marcus Allen is second in Raiders history with 50 career fumbles. Which player has fumbled 30 more times as a Raider to lead the franchise in career fumbles?
I didn't have this question on my bingo card, Donnie. Their leader in fumbles?
Jim Plunkett in fumbles. It is not Jim Plunkett.
Oh, my God. Who's been the Raiders quarterback the longest? That would be probably the guy who leads in fumbles. Was it Ken Stabler?
It is not Ken Stabler.
Rich Gannon?
It is not Rich Gannon. I could not believe this number when I saw it.
All these fumbles, huh? Mark Van Egan?
Not Mark Van Egan.
Give us a clue. Got to move quickly.
He is a recent player.
Derek Carr.
Derek Carr.
You son of a...
Yeah, baby!
Fumbles.
You son of a Boris Yeltsin. All right. Donnie's up two. I didn't expect... Wow, this Donnie. Is an upset.
2-0 lead on the road.
Wow, Donnie.
This is an upset in the making here. All right, I need to win game three. What do we got?
Joe, the last time that the Steelers and Raiders met in the playoffs was the 1983 AFC Divisional Round at the LA Memorial Coliseum.
Yeah.
The Raiders crushed the Steelers 38-10.
Yes.
Who led the Steelers in rushing yards that game?
What year?
1983.
Walter Abercrombie.
Walter Abercrombie did not lead the team in rushing that game. That was the all. That was definitely the easy choice, but it's not the correct answer.
I don't even know if I have a guess of who the heck was on the team.
You pass.
I'll back to Joe.
Sidney Thornton.
Sidney Thornton is incorrect.
Do you have a clue for me and Donnie?
Very irrelevant player who wasn't around very long.
No, that helps.
Yeah, I know.
I don't even know if the guy was here at that point, like Mark Malone.
Delaplane?
Not Mark Malone.
I give up.
You're in the right ballpark.
Oh, hold on a second here. We're in the right ballpark?
You're in the right ballpark. I can't tell you.
That means it's a quarterback, Donnie, who's not Bradshaw. Cliff Stout.
Stout. 9 carries for 50 yards.
Yeah, Cliff baby!
Led the team in rushing.
And then they threw snowballs at him, even though it was in Oakland. Thank you. It's 2-1. Donnie's turn.
Well, I don't feel very good about Donnie's chances on this question now. Donnie, in that same game, John Stallworth was the Steelers' leading wide receiver during the game with 1 catch for 58 yards. Who was the second leading receiver with 2 catches for 54 yards?
He's asking about a year 83 playoff game?
It was the last time they played
in the richest history of any two franchises in the league, and you're going to an 83 blowout for the Raiders?
Yes, that's what makes the quiz show fun.
Walter Abercrombie.
No, it was not Walter Abercrombie.
Who was their second leading receiver?
Yes.
I don't know. Randy Grossman?
It was not Randy Grossman.
Oh, I know who it was. Go ahead, Donnie.
Mark Malone?
Not Mark Malone.
John Stallworth.
It was not. I said
no,
he was the
was
leading
receiver.
For God's sake. So give us a clue.
He is related, at least I believe, to a famous coach in the NFL.
What? This is...
What?
This might be the worst quiz show ever. You're going to get the quiz show canceled.
This is such a good question.
This sucks. I have no idea.
I don't know.
Give us another clue. What position was he?
He was a wide receiver.
Was he white or black?
I don't know.
He doesn't know. Forget it. I quit this question.
The answer is Wayne Capers.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. All right, that game's canceled. Donnie's up 2-1. It's now game 5. My turn.
All right, Joe.
Anything else about the 83 game
that
limits?
That's all.
Who
that's
was
all.
Third on the Steelers in tackles in the 83 game? Donnie. Yeah.
It was actually Jack Lambert.
Oh, wow. Okay. I'm ready.
One of his final ones.
I took a guess.
Might have been his last playoff.
Joe, sacks weren't an official stat until 1982. But who led the Steelers in sacks, because you can go back and contabulate it, during the Immaculate Reception game?
What?
Who led the Steelers in sacks? Who had the most sacks on the team during the Immaculate Reception game?
Dwight White.
Yes, Dwight White. Great job.
Yeah, baby!
Oh, my gosh, Joe.
What a great quiz show. All
right,
let's
make
this.
How dare you embarrass the quiz show as much as you are right now?
let's make this the championship. It's tied 2-2. This is the final question. Make it your final question.
Final question. I worked very hard on this question. 13 players from the 1972 Raiders and Steelers were inducted into the Pro Football Hall of Fame. These are players, not counting coaches and owners.
Mm-hmm.
How many of the 13 can you name?
I can name 8.
Donnie?
So I'll go to you, Donnie. You either Hey, I can name nine, or you make me name eight.
I'll make you name eight. I think you can do it, but I'll make you name eight.
All right. Players in the Hall of Fame from that game. I'm ready.
All right,
shoot.
Joe. From 72.
That was before the 74 draft?
That's correct.
Holy horse.
That's what makes it a great question, Joe, that you were knocking the quiz show questions. You were making fun of the questions so and the now, questioner.
So now if Joe doesn't get eight, I win?
You win,
that's
yeah.
correct. All right, which I hope happens, Donnie.
It's a little – now, see, he's rigging it
it's
against
a rivalry
me.
Now. No, I asked the question. I didn't change
all
the
right.
answers.
I got you. I'm ready.
All right, go.
Also, Terry Bradshaw.
One.
Franco Harris.
Two.
Joe Green.
Three.
Oh, my God. I can't remember if this guy was drafted in 74 or not. And this other guy, too. I'm afraid now. Ken Stabler.
Four.
Ken Stabler. Cliff Branch.
Five.
Mel Blunt.
Six.
Jack Hamm.
Seven.
Oh, my God, Donnie. Donnie.
Here we are.
I know the other linebacker wasn't. Oh, my God. No. I know the other linebacker wasn't taken yet, the famous linebacker. I know the center was the center was not there yet because the center was Ray Mansfield. I don't think either of the receivers was there yet. So it has to go Raiders. I said, oh, my God, I know who it is and I'm going to win. It's one of two guys. If this guy retired, I'm going to have a fit and start breaking things. But I know it's the guard. Jim Otto.
What a pull by Joe on the final question.
What a pull.
One of the greatest offensive linemen of all time.
Wasn't Jim Otto a center?
He was a center.
Gene Upshaw would be another.
That's
Art
right.
Shell would be
yep,
another.
Yep.
That gets us to
That's
what, 10
correct.
Or 11?
That gets you to 10. Can you name the others?
Who are? No, I can't. Who are they?
Fred Biletnikoff.
Ah.
George Blanda and Bob Brown.
Do you know where, wow. Limits, do you know where George Blanda is from?
Oh, I know he's from around
Youngwood,
the area.
Right? Youngwood?
Youngwood.
Where is Youngwood?
Just a little area around Greensburg, like on the way to the...
So we're near town. Youngwood. Let's
yeah.
go there after this and celebrate my quiz show
I've
victory.
I've driven through there several times.
They must have a nice little watering hole in Youngwood. We'll celebrate, Donnie. That was a great quiz show, Limits. The questions were incredible.
Oh, thank you so much. It must have gotten better and better.
Thank you. That was actually a great final question.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
The days are getting shorter, but the lights couldn't be brighter. This time of year, baseball is different, and the whole world is watching. All of the clutch hits, the game-saving grabs, the plays at the plate, and the head-first slides under the tag. That's peak baseball. Experience all of the autumn action. It's postseason season. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Welcome back to Studio B in Monroeville. Let's get our crystal balls out here. And hope they're not sprained like the guy who had the sprained testicles from the other day. Donnie, who was that?
Jalen Tolbert, who caught the game winner the next play.
Right. I never knew. I never knew they could be sprained. Did you know that Chris, who was the catcher for the Chris Snyder?
I remember him.
Was once listed on the injury report with a broken testicle. What do you do for that? Did you know they could break? What are they, marbles? I didn't know they could break.
A little bit scary.
Yeah. Was he in a cast, Limits? How did that work?
Just put a little wrapping down there and hope it heals.
Let's go, buddy. What's the first game?
Well, wait, I thought he had to go with the standings.
Donnie, you have the games, right? I have the standings
you have to go
for you.
The standings
yeah.
first.
I have the games, but Limits has the standings.
Joe, you thought you did well last week.
Yeah.
You're mistaken. You went 2-5 on picks. And Donnie went 6-1.
Both baby.
Both you guys got the Steelers wrong. I also got the Steelers wrong. Joe, I joined you at 2-5 in the record department. Joe, on the season, you're 11-10-1. I'm a horrendous 8-13-1, and Donnie starts 6-1.
Well, why don't we just start it from last week so we all have the same amount of games? But congrats to Donnie. They don't call him Donnie Football for nothing. He's 6-1. Why don't we start in the college ranks, big boy, and let's you have the best in front of you. Give me Penn State.
A 3:30 kick. Penn State at USC. The Trojans at home, a 3.5-point dog.
This one is tricky for Penn State, but I'm going to believe that Drew Aller is going to have a good game and that they go out there and continue their winning ways. I'm taking Penn State to cover. You?
I'm going to go with USC. I think Penn State suffers its first loss on Saturday. I think USC wins the game outright. I also like the hook a lot at 3.5.
Wonder Twin?
Well, as much as James Franklin in big games concerns me, and this is one even though USC is not ranked, I think Penn State will prevail, and it's the Ohio State game we're all looking at that I will be at where I will be upset that Penn State loses.
West Virginia?
West Virginia with an 8 p.m. start tomorrow night. They host the 5-0 Iowa State Cyclones. The Cyclones -3 in Morgantown.
Neil Brown, man. I mean, Crowley goes back and forth on this guy, and so do I with Neil Brown. I'm going to take Iowa State's the better team here. They're going to go in there and cover.
I'm going to follow you with that. I think Iowa State goes in and wins this game. Maybe not easily, but it's only 3 points. I think they get it done.
I've been higher on West Virginia than a lot of people have, and you guys are going against them. I will pick the Mountaineers, wrong team favorite in this one.
Thank you, Twin Peaks. Any other college games? Are we going pro?
The Pitt Panthers.
Well, other than that, yeah.
3-point home favorites against the Cal Golden Bears.
I'm going to stick with what I said when I joined you today, Donnie, albeit about an hour and 15 minutes late, which I profoundly apologize for. Cal suffered a crushing defeat last week. They were 25 points up against the number 8 ranked team in the country. They had a call go against them late, but that's no excuse. Then they have to fly across the country. I think Pitt's going to hammer them in this game. That's a demoralized group of former Aaron Rodgerses. I think Pitt wins by 10.
I like Pitt by maybe 2 touchdowns. I will go with the Panthers. They're 6-0.
I like Pitt too, and Eli Holstein, the Heisman train's going to start rolling.
How about this one? NFL, we come to Joe. Ravens, 6.5-point favorites against the Commanders.
No, I believe even the Commanders. I've seen the Commanders. Jaden Daniels is already a great quarterback. He's this year's C.J. Stroud. They may not win the game, but they're going to cover. I'm a big Commanders fan all of a sudden.
I agree. The offense is way too good. They're going to stick with the Ravens, maybe lose, but it'll be close.
Yeah, I think the same thing. Ravens will cover. Or Ravens will... Actually, yeah, I'll go with Washington. I'll go with Washington as the Ravens do not cover. It'll be a field goal game.
What an abrupt reversal by Twin Peaks.
Browns, a massive road dog at the Eagles, 9.5 points.
Yeah, I saw where Jack Conklin is coming back, but I don't think that gets it done. They are a demoralized football team, mostly because every one of them is thinking, are we ever going to win with this guy at quarterback? No, this is just, it's like a franchise illness, like a poison that has made its way through the locker room. They're done, man. They're going to crumble, and the Eagles are going to kill them.
I hope so. I think the Browns will keep it surprisingly close. I'll take them with the big spread.
Yeah, me too. I think the Browns will cover, but they're not going to win.
Bengals.
Wait, did you take the Eagles or the Browns?
I took the Browns.
Okay, so. Yeah. All right, next.
Bengals at Giants. Sunday night football. The G-men at home getting 3.5 points.
Getting 3.5. I'm going to surprise you here, Donnie. There's big injuries with Tico and Neighbors. But I think the Giants fight. I think they do. I think Daniel Jones has a good game. I think the Bengals win the game, but the Giants cover.
I will take the Bengals to win the game and cover the 3.5 points. The hook kind of scares me, but I think the offense is playing too well.
I will as well. Give me Cincinnati.
Here we go. Steelers, Raiders, +3 are Raiders in Las Vegas.
I'm glad you asked, Donnie. This is going to be a strange game. Something weird is going to happen. It always does out in Vegas. We saw the X-ray machine problems. We've seen all kinds of crap happen out there. Wouldn't be surprised if Russell Wilson came into this game and won it at the last minute. I think Minka's going to have a big game. He's actually going to make a turnover play for the first time since Malzi had hair. Somewhere it's going to happen, and the Steelers are going to pull out a 24-23 win.
I think a close game as well. I like the Raiders to cover, but I like the Steelers to win the game. I think Vegas will get a touchdown and then four field goals from Dan Carlson. The Steelers will put up 21 points in this game, Joe, and I think Justin Fields will have at least two of those three touchdowns. Steelers 21, Raiders 19.
I'm going to be the most boring man in radio and say there'll be a push at the three-point spread.
I think the
Steelers are actually going to win by just a field goal. It's going to be a 20-17 ugly-looking football game, but the Steelers improved to 4-2.
Thank you, Chris. Going with Chris Peaks for him. We've gone from Wonder Twin to Twin Peaks to Chris Peak. You know him from Pandora?
I do.
Wonderful man. Thank you, Donnie. This was great. Another Donnie Football Friday. Limits, you did a hell of a job. There were a lot of moving pieces today. You're very good at what you do. Have a good weekend, gentlemen.
You too, Joe.
Thank you, Joe.
50-minute mark on The Fan, brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Jeep Dodge, Route 19, Peters Township, celebrating 50 years in the South Hills. What's cooking? Brought to you by your local Geico rep, Tim Hester.
Thank you, Mr. Hester.
Very kindly. What's cooking also is a Penguins game on Saturday night, and I think that Blomqvist should play in that game, and I'm going to pick a Penguin win. I picked the Penguins in second place this year, Donnie, and I'm quite proud of that. Fan weather brought to you by Sun Chevrolet. Visit Sun Chevrolet, Washington Road, McMurray, or at sunchevy.com. High of 70 today with sunny skies. Thanks to the great folks out here at Studio B in Monroeville, Bowser Chevy. Another great show from Studio B.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on a required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.